Auckland Council sending enforcement officers out to the Waitakere and Hunua ranges this summer to catch any law flouters who use closed tracks and risk spreading the deadly Cody dieback disease. The council has laid charges against a man after he was caught three times on a closed track and have issued almost 50 trespass notices to others. Those protecting the track say it's locals who are their own worst enemy, feeling entitled to use the park. Jordan Bond reports.
Three things are asked of visitors to the Waitakere ranges. Only use open tracks, clean your shoes on the way in and out, and keep your dogs on a leash. But when I arrived at the Arataki Visitor Centre this morning, I spied two people dodging the shoe cleaning stations with their dog roaming free. They didn't want to talk to me when I approached them, and it seems they're not the only ones. A local walking guide, Jeff, pumped his fist when he heard someone's being taken to court for refusing to stay off closed tracks.
There's got to be some deterrent to say to people, you've got to realise that we are trying to prevent the spread of Cowrie dieback disease. They have to follow the rules. Life's full of rules. This is just one of them.
David Alexander moved here a year ago and heads to the ranges about once a week.
It seems like the most frustrated people are the people who've lived here all along and have sort of always used these tracks. I can understand a little bit if you, I guess, really feel like this is your home. It's probably hard to see part of it closed. It's one of those things where if you want other people to be able to enjoy it, I think you follow the rules and do the right thing.
The disease travels by soil. Once it gets into Cody roots, there's no cure and the trees slowly die. Cody are considered taonga, treasures, and they're a keystone species. About 17 other plants depend entirely on Cody. Auckland Council closes the tracks in the worst condition to minimise soil movement and is upgrading some with elevated boardwalks or laying more gravel. Its compliance manager Steve Pearce says most people respect the closures, but more serious deterrence is needed for some.
Depending on which rules you break, we'll use whatever tool we think is appropriate. So that can include a fine under the Local Government Act. It can include trespass. It can also include infringement notices under different pieces of legislation like the Dog Control Act and the Biosecurity Act.
The Mayor, Phil Goff, says it's regrettable that the council has had to prosecute over the closures, but the man being taken to court was entitled about his access to the area. He faces a maximum penalty of $20,000 if convicted. Almost 40 tracks are open or partially open in the Waitakere Ranges. Dr. Mels Barton from the Tree Council says many of them are not in good condition and won't do well with the summer influx of walkers.
So the tracks that were not closed right at the start, they are in a terrible state. They're absolutely shocking. They're far worse than they were when Te Kawarau Āmaki said that they were suitable to be left open. And absolutely no work has been done on any of those tracks whatsoever in the last 2 years.
The council's parks manager, Rachel Callagher, says they've been working hard to upgrade a range of tracks all around the region, and they're regularly assessed and maintained.
At the moment, we've got physical work happening in the Waitakere Ranges on around 6 tracks, and that's about to ramp up very shortly. You know, there's going to be a lot more track available to the public in coming weeks and months. And at this stage, if things continue the way that they are, we expect to probably do more than 15 or 20 kilometres above what we'd planned to this year.
Ms Callagher says a few tracks will open very soon and others shortly after Christmas. Te Kawarau Āmaki, the mana whenua who implemented Arahui in 2018 to close the entire park, did not respond to requests for comment today. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jordan Bond, tēnei.